Josh Harris is on the line with Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. Josh, it's not too early to start thinking about Christmas, and you have some great stocking stuffers, don't you?
That's right, we do, Mark. Remember, on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Payments on ATVs as low as $79 a month. Side-by-side starting out at $129 a month. Stop in and see us at 124 Walker Drive, right next to Redfield Collision Center, Farmington, Missouri.
And that's Josh Harris at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at Newera Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. Newera Bank, member FDIC.
Matt Greenwood with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show, Hillsboro 78 and Windsor 57. That is the final score of the 63rd annual Gene Steigors Tournament semifinal. As Hillsboro has punched their ticket to the championship game for the third year in a row, going for the three-peat, the red, white, and blue here this evening. As they win this one by 21, they'll play tomorrow night again for the championship at 7 o'clock. That'll be after the third-place game. So that's where Windsor is now. They're in third place in the third place game, and they're going to face the loser of Central and Eureka, which is our next matchup, which will be over on AM 800 at KREI. You can also listen to it at MIMOinfo.com. That's MYMOinfo.com. And you can also download the iHeart or TuneIn apps on your phone and listen to the game there. Again, so Central Eureka is going to be on KREI coming up here in about 13 minutes. We're waiting for Coach Dan Johnson of the Hillsboro Hawks to make his way up here for the Home Pools and Spas postgame interview. But first, let's go ahead and get to your Bloomsdale Bank end-of-the-game stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. And we'll begin with the Windsor Owls. Now, again, these are unofficial point totals. Six for Sonny Amabile, seven for Ethan Worley, 13 for Connor Hartman and Evan Worley, 12 for Justin Van Etten, 2 for Derek Williams, and 2 for Norman Alford. For the Hillsboro Hawks, as we go ahead and finish up calculating Michael Brewer's stats, 2, 4, 7, 18, I believe that's 25 for Michael Brewer, 3 for Zach Whaley, 5 for Isaac Riedenauer, 2 for Garrett Pinkley, 16 for Ben Lampkins, and then 27 for Mark Moore. As Coach Johnson of the Hillsboro Hawks joins us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Coach, it goes without saying, the turning point in this game, 19 points, Mark Moore, second quarter. What a quarter for Mark Moore, right?
Yeah, Mark caught fire. Mark wasn't very happy with the way he'd been shooting the ball through our first couple games, and even at practice, he hadn't been shooting it very well. And Mark's not going to just let that happen. So Mark has went to work the last few days, a lot of hours, a lot of late nights, early mornings. And confidence comes from repetition. He's taken a bunch of shots the last few days, and he dropped some bombs for us tonight.
I mean, it was almost breathtaking just how amazing he was doing it. And it seemed like every three that he made was a little bit deeper, a little bit further back than the previous one, especially the fifth one. He also had a hand in his face. But when a kid catches fire like that, are you just telling the guys, hey, just get him the ball until he loses it?
Well, that's a good thing about the guys that play with him. I don't have to tell them that. They know they're trying to get him the ball. We've got other guys that demand some attention, so we can get him a little space out there. And I think the last one that he hit, in that quarter, I think Ben Lampkins found him in transition, and he made it. Usually it's Ben that's bringing all the attention and trying to knock that one down. So excellent game from Mark. He's got that in him, and obviously you don't expect him to knock down. How many do you have? Five or six tonight?
I've got him down for five, and all of them were in that second quarter.
Right. You don't expect a guy to make five threes in a quarter, but everything else he does for us, handling the ball and running the floor, penetrating and and defensively at the top of our zone there. He does a great job, great leader for us, and he had a great night tonight. We needed it.
I think maybe for you a slight concern was rebounding. As you know, Windsor's got Evan Worley. They've got Justin Van Etten. Van Etten just a relentless rebounder, and Worley's got that, you know, that length to him. And it seemed like you guys were able to, you know, really beat him on the offensive glass especially.
Well, you know, it was especially tough sledding down there whenever we pick up three fouls on both Michael Brewer and Garrett Pinkley, our top two rebounders. So it made it tough on us there in the third quarter. Then they both had four, you know, in the fourth when Windsor was kind of pushing a little bit. So, you know, that's on everybody. We got to get all five guys rebounding. You know, in the last couple of years we've been able to just rebound with four, maybe send one out in transition or whatever. And but it takes a team effort to rebound. And, yeah, you know, when we're small like that, you got to go and get some extra opportunities. And I thought we did a really good job. I don't know how many offensive rebounds we had, but it seemed like we were always pursuing it. And, you know, we got several of them.
Michael Brewer was able to hit some key free throws in each quarter except for the third. He winds up with, according to my calculations, 25, which could be a little bit off. But I just felt like, you know, that first quarter was sort of feeling out, you know, how this game's going to kind of go. And then it makes it easy on you when Mark Moore starts to get going the way he does. And, you know, Windsor started out the third quarter, I think, getting the game down to about 10 points or so. And then from that point on, it was, you know, it was Michael Brewer getting tough rebounds, some tough buckets to start the fourth. It was Mark Moore hitting from the free throw line. Ben Lampkins hitting a three early in the fourth quarter to kind of get you guys separated from the Windsor Owls. What do you feel like was the key to just the guys stepping up for the final 8 minutes and stretching the lead out and getting the comfortable win?
Well, we were finally patient, you know. We got some big minutes from Zach Whaley tonight. He hit a big three for us down there and made some good decisions. He's a sophomore that's going to just do nothing but get better and better. But I think we were kind of trying to go offense-defense with Michael Brewer so he wouldn't pick up a fifth foul. But, you know, when a team has to try to come from behind and has to press a little bit, it's nice to have a nice, you know, big guy that can do stuff with right. It in the middle as an outlet for your guards. And, you know, our Ben and Mark handled it well, found Michael in the middle when he needed to, and then they made the right plays. I felt like we missed a lot of free throws in the fourth quarter. It felt like we were going one for two every time, every time down. But I guess we need to clean that up. But we have the guys on our team, you know, that should be good free throw shooters and good ball handlers. We ought to be able to close games where we have a lead in the fourth quarter. And, you know, for the most part, it wasn't the cleanest thing, but we did that tonight.
Yeah, you win by 21, and now I'm sure you're going to stick around here and take a look at Central Eureka. Should be another fun matchup here at Hillsborough High School, a potential opponent in the championship. You're in it for the third year in a row, and that's got to be something pretty special for you and the guys.
It is. We love this tournament. It's our home tournament. It's the start of the basketball season. The fans around here get to come out. We had a great crowd here tonight. A lot of students, you know, came out for us and community members and everything, and had a real good atmosphere for what amounts to a conference game, you know, in early December. But either one of these two teams is going to be a tough match tomorrow. Obviously, we know about Central. They beat us down at their place early. And, you know, Eureka played their first game of the year in this tournament the other day. So I'm sure they've cleaned some stuff up, and they got a really good coaching staff and some good players. A Taggart kid is he's really tough, and he's got some guys around him too.
All right, Coach, we'll let you enjoy the second game of the night, and congratulations to Mark Moore as our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game.
Awesome. Thanks for the coverage. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. That's Coach Dan Johnson, the Hillsborough Hawks, joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. And, again, our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, Mark Moore, 27 points, including 19 in the second quarter. As for the Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. If this sounds like your cup of tea, call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. That is 800-851-5371. And we touched on it in postgame, the three-pointer that Ben Lampkins found Mark Moore in transition on and hit it with a hand in his face to give him five threes in the second quarter. That is our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Hillsborough 78, Windsor 57. The Hawks into the Gene Steigorse Tournament Championship for the third year in a row. They'll play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on KJFF. All right, that's going to do it for our production of this ball game. But switch on over to AM 800.